This is Boston Public Radio. As some of you may know, I've not been a huge supporter of casinos coming to Massachusetts, but the vast majority of people in the state are excited. We're joined now by the chief executive of Foxwoods. They're one of the three firms bidding for that Eastern Massachusetts casino license. Good afternoon, Scott Butera.
Well, good afternoon, and thank you for having me today. It's always a pleasure to be speaking to the great folks of Boston, Massachusetts.
Well, thanks,
Scott. Thank you, Scott. Thank you for being with us. You know, you are known as a turnaround artist. You fix these big messes, you know, Donald Trump's Trump Towers, and even at Foxwoods, where you're at now. Why are these casinos needing your genius and expertise, Scott? Why are they needing these turnarounds and rescues from bankruptcy?
You know, it's a function of a couple of things. One, there were a lot of really good times in the gaming industry, and that created a lot of opportunity for people to go out and develop new projects. And a lot of those projects were overambitious. You know, the markets were really good for a long time, and I guess people forgot that, you know, trees don't grow to the sky, and there's only a certain amount of, you know, supply after all. And then it's kind of interesting dynamic, and I've worked in the real estate business my whole life. Usually when you have demand falling off and the economy weakening, supply kind of ceases and eases up, so that when the recovery takes place, you have, you know, maybe less revenue opportunities, but you have less operators and less developers out there with projects. So, you know, the market kind of finds an even keel. Here what happened is you had this really odd dynamic where a lot of municipalities, because they wanted to enhance money for their budgets and because they were sort of underwater on a lot of their budgets, looked to casino gaming as a way to generate revenues during a time where, you know, they feel like they really needed it. So you had a thing where almost the market was getting softer, but that supply was, you know, going up because certain jurisdictions wanted to add to the mix and capture some of the revenues that were maybe being lost to other states. So, you know, unfortunately, as demand was going down, supply was going up, and it created a really weird imbalance. You know, prior to that, money was very available for developers, and a lot of the projects were just ill-conceived. So that when, you know, the market started turning down, a lot of the people that had overextended, you know, got into financial difficulty. I don't think there's anything fundamentally wrong with the business. I just think that, you know, people overextended by and large.
We're talking to Scott Butera, who's the chief executive of Foxwoods, bidding for one of the three licenses in Eastern Mass. If you want to talk to Scott, his number is 877-301-8970. You know, Scott, a couple of minutes ago, we were talking to John Connolly, who has announced for mayor, and assumedly he'll run against Tom Menino. We say, how do you beat Tom Menino? Let me ask you the same question. Tom Menino wants a casino at Suffolk. So does the Speaker of the House, another fairly powerful guy. Wynn Enterprises wants to be in Everett. But more, how do you beat Tom Menino in an area where he's got colossal power and get your casino? How do you do that?
Well, I don't know if it's about beating Tom Menino. Obviously, he's got a tremendous presence. Actually, I saw him last night on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Channel, so he just seems to be everywhere. But I think for us, you know, we have a very unique expertise in this area. You know, Foxwoods has operated a casino in this market for over 20 years. We've developed a project that's over $3 billion in value. We've contributed over $3.5 billion in revenue to our state, just in gaming taxes alone. And I would say that, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 to 40% of our customer base comes from the area that we're talking about. So this is a customer that we know very well. This is a market that we know very well. And our site is the site that can be developed with minimal interruption. You know, we have a site in Milford, Mass., which is over 100 acres right off the highway, and it's all flat, raw land, as opposed to being in an area that's a lot more dense and would create a lot more disruption. So we're not really looking to, you know, beat out anybody, you know, whether it be Tom Menino or the folks at Suffolk Downs or Steve Wynn and his project for that matter. What we're trying to do is convince everyone that, you know, we have the best opportunity, we have the best site, and we have the, you know, our combined with our expertise will create, you know, the best opportunity for economic impact in the Boston area.
You know, Scott, one of the Shelley Adelson, who obviously has got a ton of dough, is in the casino business, essentially said three casinos is too much for Massachusetts. And you add to that, You've got a new governor in New Hampshire, Maggie Hassan, who's trying to fast-track a casino there. You had voters in Rhode Island who just approved a fuller spectrum of gambling or gaming, whatever you want to call it, at Twin Rivers. Aren't you entering a market, and obviously we have you and Mohegan Sun in Connecticut, and a hugely successful lottery here. Isn't there potential for gross oversaturation in Massachusetts?
You know, I think there is, you know that potential. Certainly we wouldn't want to see any more supply. We happen to think that the Massachusetts market is strong enough to be able to absorb what's been planned. I wouldn't want anything more than that. And it doesn't mean that, you know, every project has to be, you know, a grand behemoth to make sense. So, you know, obviously Las Vegas Sands and Mr. Adelson are very adept at building very large projects that, you know, generate a lot of revenue in large markets. And could you have, you know, three Marina Bay Sands type projects in Massachusetts? You know, certainly not. But I think there is an ability to develop projects that are appropriately sized for the market that can create some diversity of experience so that a customer has more than one place to go. And I think the Massachusetts market is big enough, and the New England market for that matter, is big enough to absorb that product.
We're talking to Scott Butera. He is the chief executive of Foxwoods down in Connecticut. Also, Mohegan Sun is down in Connecticut. Scott wants to build a casino up here in Milford, which would be different from the other two, as you mentioned before, because Suffolk Downs obviously is very close to the city, and Everett is in the city of Everett. Our numbers are 877-301-8970. You can tweet us at BOS Public Radio or leave a comment on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Boston Public Radio. You know what I wonder, as a chief executive of Fox with Scott, do you gamble? And if you do, what do you like? Do you like to play blackjack or roulette? Or I mean, do you mosey on down to the casinos there in Foxwoods? And
yeah, well, we don't usually. Most of the places I've worked, I'm not allowed by regulation to gamble.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So my gambling is limited to my home is actually still in Las Vegas from the time that I was CEO of Tropicana Enterprise. My wife and kids still live out there. So my gambling is restricted to a little video poker every now and then when I go somewhere around town in Vegas. So I'm not much of a gambler in terms of those types of games. I mean, I have other investments and things like that. But you know, I think it's more about entertainment than gambling. You know, we try and offer, you know, an entertainment experience, not a gambling experience. So I certainly go to a lot of different, you know, casinos and have a great time, enjoy their, you know, restaurants and their retail and their entertainment, you know, opportunities. And, you know, that's the kind of thing we hope to bring to Milford, is something that, you know, has a casino but has a lot more than that and can actually have elements that, you know, may represent some things the town might be looking for. You know, a lot of what we call locals-based casinos in Las Vegas, for example, will have movie theaters, bowling alleys. You know, I'd like to see things like wellness centers, clinics, you know, things that, you know, the town could use so that it could be more than just a, you know, a gaming experience, but gaming can be part of a much broader experience, and that's the type of thing that we're looking to do there.
Hey, Scott Butera, what's it like working for Donald Trump? And he always worried he's going to say, you're fired. I mean, what was that like, reporting to Trump?
Yeah, it was probably one of the best experiences of my life. Yeah,
why
I was
that?
There. Well, one, Donald, you know, is a very, very smart businessman, and I was there when, you know, he's, you know, starting The Apprentice, which, you know, we all kind of were wondering how that would turn out, and it just turned out to be, you know, an amazing, you know, show, and he was incredibly successful and is still successful doing it. And the thing just has legs beyond what anybody would have originally believed. But, you know, Donald is very bright. He's very entrepreneurial, and, you know, as much of a businessman as he is, he's also a real person. So, you know, you go in and talk to Donald about a Yankee Red Sox game or something like that, like, you know, we'd talk about it. So it was a really, you know, enjoyable time in my life. Obviously, you know, very demanding.
Yeah, I bet
he
is.
Donald, yeah, you know, he's not somebody, you know, but you know, in a good way. And, you know, he really pushes you and expects, you know, strong performance out of the people that work for him. And we all have to be very responsible for what we do. And
hey, Scott, I got to warn you right now. Marjorie's got an impish look on her face.
Well,
this question
is going to
be totally inappropriate.
As someone who's worked up close and personal next to Donald Trump for all these years,
be nice, Marjorie.
Scott, what do you make of the hair? You know, I
knew
mean,
that was
it
coming.
Is extraordinary. I saw it sticking up straight in the air once, about 2.5 feet.
You can take the fifth, Scott, if you want to.
Yeah. Donald's got fantastic hair. I mean, look at what a trademark it's become.
It has become a trademark.
Hey, Scott Patera, before you go away, we're going to talk to a guy who's in spring training right now in about a minute or two.
Sure.
I've read you're a Gloucester kid. I know you're a huge Boston sports fan.
Love the Red Sox.
Do you do the spring training deal? Do you ever go down there?
I'm trying to. I'm so busy this year, but I'm absolutely going to get down there for a weekend. I'm probably in another couple of weeks, but I've been watching it all on TV. I got it on in the background and following every move, and hopefully we can have a decent season this year.
Hey, Scott Patera, thanks so much. We hope when you're in town, as this thing heats up, you come visit us in studio here at WGBH.
No, absolutely. Anytime. Enjoy the time speaking with you.
Scott, thanks so much.
Thank you very
much.
And good luck with the third casino proposal. We've got three proposals. Are I missing one?
No, it's three in Eastern Mass. There are tons around the state.
Yeah,
but
three in Eastern Mass.
There's the thing, as you said, in Everett with Wynn Enterprises, Steve Wynn. There's the thing at Suffolk Downs. And then the suburban deal in Milford is Foxwoods.
Okay, that's a lot of casinos, Jim. That's all I can say. Okay, how is Red Sox Nation doing in its home away from home? Up next, the magic and allure of spring training in Fort Myers. That's next on Boston Public Radio.